بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اتر تصوف اختیاری امور میں کوتاہی کا علاج بجز ہمت اور استعمال اختیار کے کچھ نہیں، اسی پر مدار ہے تمام اصلاحات کا، اور یہی ہے اصل علاج تمام کوتاہیوں کا، سارے افعال شرعیہ اختیاری ہے، ورنہ نصوص کی تکذیب لازم آتی ہے، بس اختیار کا استعمال کرے گا تو کامیابی لازم ہے، البتہ دشواری اور کلفت اول ضرور ہوگی، لیکن اس کا علاج بھی یہی ہے کہ باوجود کلفت کے ہمت سے اور اختیار سے برابر بتکلف اور بجز کام لیتا رہے، رفتہ رفتہ وہ کلفت مبدل بسہولت ہو جائے گی۔ سارے مجاہدے بس اسی لیے کیے جاتے ہیں کہ اختیار اوامر اور اجتناب نواہی میں سہولت پیدا ہو جائے، اور اول تو ہر کام مشکل ہوتا ہے مگر کرتے کرتے مشق ہو جاتی ہے اور پھر نہایت سہولت کے ساتھ ہونے لگتا ہے۔ جیسے حفظ کا سبق شروع میں دشوار ہوتا ہے مگر رکھتے رکھتے یاد ہو جاتا ہے۔ اگر شروع کی کلفت اور تاب کو دیکھ کر ہمت ہار دی تو پھر کوئی صورت ہی کامیابی کی نہیں ہے۔ مسئلہ اختیار کا اس قدر ظاہر ہے، ہر شخص اپنے اندر صفت اختیار کو وجدانن اور طبعاً محسوس کرتا ہے، چنانچہ جب وہ کوئی ناشائستہ حرکت کرتا ہے تو خجلت ہوتی ہے، اگر وہ اپنے کو مجبور سمجھتا تو خجلت کیوں ہوتی؟ انسان تو انسان، جانوروں تک کو اس کا اختیار کا ادراک ہوتا ہے۔ دیکھیں اگر کسی کتے کو لکڑی ماری جائے تو مارنے والے پر حملہ کرتا ہے نہ لکڑی پر، اس کو یہ بھی امتیاز ہوتا ہے کہ کون مختار ہے اور کون مجبور ہے۔ غرض نہ خالص جبر ہے نہ خالص اختیار ہے، اختیار خالص نہ ہونے کے معنی یہ ہے کہ وہ ماتحت ہے، اختیار حق کے مستقل اختیار نہیں ہے۔ غرض کے سالک جب تک صفت اختیار کو استعمال نہ کرے گا اسلام ممکن نہ ہوگی۔ مثلا کسی میں بخل ہے تو نیرے ذکر و شغل یا شیخ کی دعا و توجہ و برکت سے یہ رزیلہ ہرگز زائل نہ ہوگا، بلکہ نفس کی مقاومت ہی سے زائل ہوگا، وہ ذکر و شغل وغیرہ معین ضرور ہو جائیں گے مگر کافی ہرگز نہیں ہو سکتے۔ اس طریقے میں تو کام ہی سے کام چلتا ہے، نری تمناؤں یا نری دعاؤں سے کچھ نہیں ہوتا۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم۔ Amongst the deviant groups, one was the Jabriya and the other was the Qadriya. One's belief was man doesn't have a choice, and the other's belief was that there is no such a thing like taqdeer. Man initiates things in his life. So both were deviant. There is no such a thing like you are totally forced, and there is no such a thing like you have the full control of what you wish to do. Ali radiallahu anhu was asked about this, so explain. All right, stand up. The man stood up. Raise your one foot. So he raised his one foot. Now raise your other foot. Can't. So much of control you have, and so much is beyond your control. Some things within your control, and there are things that are beyond your control. So to say that you are totally forced is wrong, and to say that you are fully in control of everything that you want to do, that's also wrong. So this now becomes the very essence of tasawuf. In tasawuf, Allah Ta'ala says, you've got control in certain matters, then you must use yourself. And the things that you've got control, then you cannot say now, how can I do it? Then you just pluck the determination and go on. As you pluck the determination, then Allah Ta'ala opens up ways for you. And now you want to sit down and you want things to come to you on the plate, then that's not the system of this world. Though there may be some isolated cases where things just happened, like the Bani Israel, Aman and Salwa came to them, right? So that's not the rule, it's an exception to the rule. So the rule is you must try. Try your best. That Shaykh Hind rahmatullah alayhi, someone asked him that to which point you will try? To which point will you try? He says, if you were told to me that in order to get to Jannat you must touch the heavens, right? Then I won't say, Allah Ta'ala, this is something that is impossible. Because the journey to the heavens is billions and billions of miles. So I won't say that. But he's talking in a time with no aeroplanes, nothing, right? So he says, what I will do, I will search for the highest mountain. And when I found the highest mountain, then I look for the highest peak, you know, a mountain, then you have the peak, right? And when I found that peak, then I'll see on that peak if there is a tree. Then I'll climb up the tree. Then from there I will jump. And say, level now I've exhausted my choice. This was within my control. I've exhausted everything that was in my control. So man must try, you know, intention must be right, and he must try his best, and then he must know that he can use his choice and his control to a certain point, and he must try. But he must sit back and say, no, I'm just forced, I'm majbur and mahaz, and continue with life in that way. Then it is the system of Allah Ta'ala that at the outset things may seem to be impossible, very difficult, right? But as you start off, then it becomes easy. Like the child that is starting off the hips, right? And he's told that, you know, you have to learn this from cover to cover. So at the beginning it may seem so many pages, 600, 700 pages I must learn off by heart. And how will it ever be possible? So then he plucks the determination and he starts off. At the beginning perhaps he may have learned 3 lines. And as he progresses, then 30 lines. And before he knows it, he knows the 30 siparas. You know, that's how the world operates. You start off, and as you try, the more you try, the more Allah Ta'ala opens up. At the beginning it is difficult, then it becomes easy, right? You know, look at a child, right? The child is getting weaned now. So the beginning is difficult. He doesn't want to give up, right? Holding on, crying, nagging, all that, right? But the mother somehow, she weans him off, right? She weans him off now once, the first into some small solids, then more, then things are a little bit more hard, meaty stuff. And now, then all the different varieties, fruit, braai, biryani, and all the kebabs, everything are in front of him. And they ask him, you want to swap back? No. So initially it seemed hard, but as you started off, Allah made it easy. Right? So it's just about the beginning. The beginning it seems to be hard. Right? Now, the child that is going to now nursery, right? So the first day, I can remember some of my nephews and how they crying, and right? Sometimes I have to intercede. The child is too small, why are you hurrying it up? I could get the memories, right? But initially, feel sorry for the child. But once he gets the taste of the thing, then you can't even stop him, that he wants to go. I'll go get my assignment, I'll get my homework right, and today is show and tell. Different things you got in the school. Show and tell, and I have to present myself. Now, what was the first step? It was difficult. As he's in it now, it becomes easy. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا وَنَهْدِيَنَّمْ Strive for our cause, for our reason, for our sake you strive, and what would seem like impossible, مَا ظَنَنْتُمْ أَنْ يَخْرُجُوا وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مَانِئَتُمْ حُسُونُ مِنَ اللَّهِ Right. Now this is talking about the Banu Nazir, the neighboring Jewish clans on Medina Munawara. So they were so well guarded and secure, they never could imagine وَظَنَنْتُمْ أَنْ يَخْرُجُوا that they have to leave their fortresses, so well guarded. And they were convinced مَانِئَتُمْ حَسُونُمْ that their strongholds will defend them and stop them and save them. They were convinced. وَظَنَنْتُمْ أَنْ يَخْرُجُوا وَظَنُوا أَنَّهُمْ مَانِئَتُمْ حَسُونَ مِنْ اللَّهِ فَأَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَمْ يَحْتَسِبُوا From the side of the believers, they had to try. They went, they laid a siege. وَقَذَفَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ In the process, you're working for Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala put fear into their hearts. See that. Now also you see that the Muslims, wherever, Gaza, wherever, right? So the kuffar felt, مَا ظَنَنْتُمْ أَنْ يَخْرُجُوا They felt, we are here and we aren't leaving, right? That's what they felt. They felt that the arms, the artillery, and that defense dome they got, that will defend them, right? But then, فَأَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَمْ يَحْتَسِبُوا The attack of Allah Ta'ala came in from quarters they could least perceive. See that? How Allah Ta'ala's attack came in, they couldn't perceive it, it would happen like this. In their calculation, it was just a five day job, and they would clean up the whole place in just 5 days. Now, 14 months have passed, and they see nothing. So they forced now to get out with embarrassment and with duties. وَقَذَفَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ So Allah Ta'ala instills fear, opens the way. But now, if the beginning they said, you know, hey, this thing is impossible, we can't take them on, and what will happen, and do we know what we are bargaining for, all that. If they allowed themselves to be smashed with these type of thoughts, could they have progressed? But now, the little that they had, they tried. They tried whatever they could, they tried. A Muslim's trust must be in Allah Ta'ala, and he must try whatever he can. Right? So this is a divine plan. He wants you to try, use yourself. Now there are a lot of examples to illustrate the same thing. In Surah Yusuf, Yusuf alayhi salam, right? So, وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابَ وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكَ Now it's the mistress, right? She's the boss. She fastened the door. So there's no way to escape, right? وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكَ Now she's saying, come my dear. Right? You can imagine now how she must have been doored up at the time and how she's luring him, right? She's the boss. She's fastened the doors. I said, come my dear. وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكَ So now, at that time, what did Yusuf alayhi salam, what was his response? Right? He would have said, now, I'm in a jam, I'm fixed up here, and you know, it's my boss, it's just nice to listen to the boss. See now, we're in a country now, so the country wants certain things, certain behavior, let's do it, you know, otherwise it would mean we leave the country. They say we must coexist and interfaith, etc. So let's do it, otherwise we'll have to leave here, Islam, see. So what was Yusuf alayhi salam's take at that time? That's very important. Now, we don't look at this, and then we don't sit in the company of the Subhanadi Mashaikh, then we'll make and we'll arrive at our own conclusions. That's a disaster. Now, it's such a simple thing that interfaith, multi-faith is another way, another name for shirk and kufr, right? Right? I see, it's so simple. You ask a Muslim, right? He's got a kafir neighbor, and the kafir neighbor is saying to him, I got some pork and bacon, and I just want to keep it in your yard. And you got a small pen there, I got a piggy I got, so you got goats there, just keep it there. Is he going to allow that? See, you know, you got a stove, and I need to do my bacon, sausages, all that. So you got some pots and all that, just put it there. We are neighbors after all, and just allow that with the Muslim. So can that food coexist? Can they interfaith? Can they? Will they? Can they interpen? You got a pen, will they interpen? Now why? So this is just a physical thing, and this is to do with iman. So how can it coexist? How can it? So it's such a simple thing, such a clear thing, but it's only Allah Ta'ala that gives tawfiq for us to understand. Otherwise, the simple things become so complicated. Simple things become so complicated. Now, you're living in a country, and the constitution says this, so you must comply by the constitution, otherwise get out of the country. So the constitution says a lot of things. The constitution says in all Western countries that we can romance, we can sleep with the next man's wife. It must just be consensual. You mustn't coerce. So now, these people that are saying these type of things, then are they following the constitution? If their wives say, no, it's my constitutional right, my democratic right, why are you depriving me of my constitutional democratic right? Why are you doing it? So, he'll say, no, this topic is out of discussion. We're not going to bring it into discussion. He'll feel so embarrassed about it. But now, because iman is something that is too cheap for him, so you want to experiment with iman. Then what can happen after that? You go and do one thing, and the second thing, and before you know it, you're gone. See, iman is not a thing to be experimenting. You be so envious, you have to be so jealous, so careful of iman, that more care than your small, little, only child that you have got. Cute, small, only child that you have got, to be more careful of your iman, then this is bad. So it is Allah Ta'ala that gives that tawfiq, makes us understand. And if Allah Ta'ala takes the understanding away, then, so from interfaith, you'll have an inter-prayer room. Right? So inter-prayer room is like, oh, this one room, he's doing his Satanism, you're doing your namaz, he's doing his Christianity, he's doing his buts, everything is working under one roof. Now, like I say, when you put that pig, that bacon, everything in one pot, when you do it, are you going to do it? The reason is obvious. So, a Muslim must guard his iman. Anything to do with iman, he must become personal. It's my personal thing. Like with your, someone starts talking about constitutional right, so I can romance with your wife. Well, you see, no, it's his constitutional right, or you take it personally. You take these things personally, same here, you take it personally. So, in all these things here, right, you've got a control. Constitution didn't say you must do it. All it said that it was his right. It didn't say that you must do it. What it says, that you've got a right to do it. It didn't say you must do it. But now, people start talking like that, and you say, no, but you go your way, we go our way. We're not going to join these things up. Now, the irony is, we do these things here, and then we make an advertisement, and when we want to justify it. So one is, we do it, then we make an advertisement, and then we want to justify this practice here, as though Islam is just one religion now. It's this one religion, that's another religion. Everything can coexist, and everything must coexist, right? It's a very dangerous card to be playing with. Right? So, this is the khulasa, the essence of the tasawwuf, that Allah Pak has given control, has given choice. So Yusuf alayhi salam, what he does? Can you see he's trapped? The doors are fastened, is the boss, and she's calling Italak. Now what is the man's immediate response? Ma'azallah. Allah forbid. This can't happen. It's irrespective of the environment, what he says, Ma'azallah. This can't happen. Ma'azallah. Innahu Rabbi Ahsana Maslai. Well, in this circumstance, he is advising him, but listen, he is my boss, right? Your husband is my boss. He has made my stay so pleasant. How can I be a namak haram to him? How can I be so ungrateful to him? He is the boss. When he is the boss, he has made my life so pleasant here. And then how can I be so ungrateful to him? Ahsana Maswai. And the third line says, إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُ. And the law of Allah Ta'ala is, Zalims can never come right. وَلَقَدْ هَمَّدْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِيَا لَوْلَا أَرْرَآ بُرْهَانُ رَبِّي. So when a person is right, Allah Ta'ala turns the evil لِنَصْرِفَ عَنُ السُّوءِ. إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Shaitan also said, إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ الْمُخْلَصِينَ لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِهُمَ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. That I will lead all astray but your selected servants, there I will have إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلِيمْ سُلْطَانِ. You won't have control. So when a person is right, that he's right, his mind is right, his ways are right, and he's been loyal to Allah Ta'ala, in the most trying situation, Allah Ta'ala creates an opening for him. وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابِ. Now, he is pushing her away. She is making the advances. Right? She is being fooled, she is luring, and he is pushing her away. And in the process now, when there was nothing left for him, so he raced to the door, understanding that the doors are all fastened. But he said, no, I must employ all my energy, exhaust everything. I mustn't say now I'm in a state of desperation and let it be now. Whatever is within my capacity, I must do it. وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابِ. He raced for the door. The historians say that there were seven doors, you know. But as he approached the first door, the locks just opened. And he passed. Second one, third one. So Allah Ta'ala brings about a security to secure your iman, secure your respect as well. Not only your iman, but he secures your respect as well. So that there can be no blemish on the personality of this person. There can be no stain against his reputation. You see that? So now, as they approach the door, Shaheed al-Shahidun min Ahliya. The Ulama explained, a small child in the cradle, maybe 5 months, 6 months, whatever, small little child, that child spoke out. He says, examine the whole case. If the shirt, the kurta that they're wearing, kana qamisu kudda min qubul, if the shirt is torn from the front, then this woman is saying the truth. Because what it would mean, that he is making the approach and she is avoiding. So therefore the shirt is torn from the front. But when kana qamisu kudda min duburin, but if it's torn from the rear, then that means he was running away and she was chasing him, she was pursuing him. Now when he saw, the thing is torn from the rear, and a small little child, 5 months, he's a witness. See, so Allah saved him, Allah Ta'ala protected the reputation as well. Right? See, when you are true to Allah Ta'ala, you are faithful, and Allah Pak takes care. But we need to understand that we need to be faithful. When you're playing games and all that, you're playing, then you get trapped in your own game. India, so the India train network in the early 1900s was about the best in the world. India train network, so beautiful, right? There's a Rajdhani pulling in, and so it's coming up. The network was so beautiful, right? So now one person has got a bundle of notes, right? I was traveling from one province to the next province. We got about 30 million, right? All bundled up. Now he stopped at one station to take a connecting train. Right? The connecting train will be after about 13 hours. Now he knows it's night time, and the connection will be after 13 hours. But it's after 13 hours, then you may fall asleep. And I got 30 million here. What's going to happen? So he expressed his concern to the station master that I got this, right? I see you ride for 100 rupees or something. Give me a room, private to myself, so that I can rest for this period until the connection. Station master was happy, comfortable, gave him a room. But now, after half an hour or so, the station master's mind just changed. He said, 30 million, you know what this is? 30 million. At that time, we're talking about 1800s, 30 million, you know, like 3 billion. You know. So now the station master, he says to one of his workers, menial workers, see the person that's there, just chop off his head, and the bundle there, you say it. I'll take 2/3, 20, and you take 1. And that menial worker thing, you know, 10 million, I won't even get in my great grandchild's life. 10 billion, you know. You know 1 billion, so much. So he thought it's a bargain. He opened the room. He saw someone sleeping. And he slid the head, put it into a bag, and showed it to the station master. He didn't see the head, but he saw the blood dripping. So the station master said, now the mission is accomplished. We'll just throw this fish. Anyway, about 20 minutes before the connection, this man, he went to offer his thanks to the station master. Thanks, he gave me a place to sleep. What had happened was that he went to lie down. When he went to lie down, he felt uneasy. When he felt uneasy, he got up and moved away. In the meanwhile, the station master's son, he saw the father's bed is empty. Let me go and rest there. So he went and rested there, he's fast asleep. Now when the station master is sitting there, what happened here? Now he realized that it was his own son that went away. So when you're unfaithful and you're dishonest, then that dishonesty comes and bites you. How it happens, Allah knows what will happen. So there's a lot of lessons to be learned, that you be honest, right? Use your ikhtiyar, use the power Allah has given you, your power of determination, use that. And as you use that, then things will open up. It may seem to be difficult, it may seem to be impossible. But what's impossible for Allah Ta'ala? For us it may seem to be difficult. For us it may seem impossible, for us difficult for Him. And be true to Him, be honest to Him. One person was telling me just now, about 4 months ago, that he had made up his mind to vote in Jamaat. It's coming from a member of a Bidati family, but he is determined, say, I want to go. 4 months, 3 months, whatever. He said, no, I had no money, nothing. In fact, I was in the arrears, and now I want to go. But I was determined, I was sincere about it. Allah just sent one customer, two customers. He says, he's telling me, it's a 5 minutes job, and I got 20,000-30,000. Just got the whole thing done. See that? You're sincere to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala will make things happen. You must be sincere, you must be honest, you must be committed, and Allah Ta'ala will make things happen, right? So, what Allah Ta'ala wants is, you use, you employ your determination. Don't just sit down and say, now, what can I do now? I'm forced in the situation, I can't do anything else. Whatever you can do, how much you can do that much. Allah likes to see that struggle of yours. Based on the struggle, Allah rewards you. So your struggle doesn't go wasted. Even at the end, you didn't achieve, right? You didn't get to what you were aiming for. Even then, you're not at a loss. Because Allah is saying, this person tried. He, Allah will show compassion. This person you tried right to the end, right to the last, he tried. He tried for me. So he's not a loser. In the sight of people, maybe he sounds like a loser. But in my sight, in my records, he's not a loser. So whatever we can do, we must do. So there is a thing like control, right? And there is a thing like not in your control. What's not in your control, don't pay attention. Like you got all type of thoughts floating in your mind, good thoughts, bad thoughts, all type of thoughts. But then you ask yourself, are you in control of the thoughts? So if all shaitan could do is disturb you with these thoughts. So he's disturbing you. And the idea is to then frustrate you, see. He put disturbing thoughts in your mind and he wants to frustrate you, right? In different ways. Different ways. Sometimes you're coming in the home and the wife says something. Now, shaitan does this thing here. He knows how to stir the man up. So he'll put something in her mind. Just say this. Just press this button here. He'll get stirred up. He'll say something, she'll say something, and it'll carry on, right? See that? See that? So he'll stir these things up, this type of problems, this type of fights, he'll stir it up. So he likes this. In the shaitana, yanzawu bainam, kul ribadi yakul lati ya ahsan. Speak good words, best words. Allati hiya ahsan, best words. Why? Shaitan stirs problem. He likes that. He really relishes that problems, fights, disputes, and with close and dear ones, he takes a greater interest. Because he knows that he got this right here, and it'll be a factory of problems. So, shaitan likes this type of things. So this is what Labak says, Yaqul lati ahsan. Talk, say the right words. Think nicely, say the right words, say good words. So when you're saying good words, you're thinking of what you're saying, then very seldom you'll put yourself into problems or you'll give the chance to that person to create problems for you. But the idea is you don't be spontaneous, don't be impulsive in giving a statement. Think about it, sleep over it. It's a nice way to walk away when you are in this type of situation. So tell the person, let me sleep over it. But nowadays, let me sleep over it. We'll think about it. When you give a straight answer, you put yourself into a problem, that person into a problem, right? So think of it nicely, right? See? So, shaitan likes this. Inna shaitana yanzafu bainam. So, this type of verse comes about 3 places in the Quran Sharif. Here, again, Qur, Rabbi a'udhu bika min hamazat shayateen. Right? Imma yanzaghannaka min ash-shaytan fasta'idh billah, right? So about three places in the Quran Sharif that says, then in that situation you ask Allah Ta'ala's protection. You know now, your pride is getting the better over you, or your anger, see? You don't realize there's certain forces within you. Pride, anger is within you. So that is having the better over you. So you're not talking, it's your anger that's talking, it's your pride that's talking, stood up. So in that time, what you must do? Cry, ask Allah Ta'ala's protection. Because you understand now, you are being overpowered. Inna shaitana yanzaghu bihim. Shaitan takes, he relishes at this. So he is in control, your anger is in control, your pride is coming and overpowering you. So what's your defense? Plus Allah Ta'ala's protection. So Yusuf Al-Islam's first line of defense was Ma'azallah. You can see the first line of defense. Qala Ma'azallah. First, when he's attacked, right? Then the first line, see. So there's different type of enemies. One is a physical, visible physical. Now that you will take him on is easy, that's jihad, right? He's applying strength and you'll apply strength, right? Because that's jihad, right? And in that physical jihad, combat, then both ways you are winning, right? Right? Both ways we are winning. Either we defeat you or become shaheed. See, both ways we are winning. But now, if it's an enemy that is not visible, nafs, shaitan, you can't see that enemy. Right? And you can't afford to lose. Here, both ways you are winning. Here, it's an enemy you can't afford to be losing. So when you can't afford to be losing, you know, you can't make it happen, Allah will make it happen. So straight you call to Allah Ta'ala. Cry, ask Allah Ta'ala, move away from the situation, and beg Allah Ta'ala's help. Don't act now as though I can do things, right? Don't let the pride, your anger have the better over you. So you ask Allah Ta'ala's help. Right? So this has been repeated 3-4 places in the Quran Sharif. So shaitan takes a lot of interest in this thing. See now, pride, arrogance, right? And anger, can you see it? These things you can't see. There are enemies, but you can't see them. That enemy you can see. This enemy you can't see. That enemy, you can pull out a gun, frighten the person, do something. This enemy is within you. And at that time you don't realize that you are now being controlled by pride, shaitan, nafs, right? Your anger, that's now controlling you. Now you don't realize that. Why you don't realize it? Because you can't see it. When you can't see it, so you think, no, I have to defend my reputation. But it's not the reputation, it is your pride. Sometimes you think I'm defending my deen. No, it's not your deen, it's your pride. It's your pride, it's your arrogance that's controlling you at that time. At that time, you're not in control of yourself. The pride has got over you. So now, at that time, you can't be doing anything. That's why the hadith says, لَا يَقْضِيَنَّ قَادٍ وَهُوَ غَدْبَانٍ. Right? Qazi, when he's overwhelmed by emotions, he's overwhelmed, right? He mustn't take a decision at that point. Why? Because at that time, he's overwhelmed by anger, by emotions. He may just blurt out the wrong thing. And he must wait for himself to calm off. He's got a composure, and he's seeing things nicely, comfortably. Or he's got a chance to ask someone else as well. Now he takes a decision, then it goes well. But at that time, you don't realize it, that it's just the shaitan, your nafs, your pride, your arrogance. Who is this thing here? She's coming to ruin my life. My money. She's telling me how to... See how shaitan will play. What she thinks of herself. You know where she was and where I brought her up to. She doesn't realize all this thing yet. So who's this? This is Shaitan in display. So he takes a lot of interest in these things here. Lots of interest he takes. Shaitan sees also, someone was shouting at Shaitan, you know, for so much of fights and problems and disputes, all that. Shaitan says, my contribution in this thing here is minimal, right? Minimal. So no, you're bluffing. Come, I show you. So Shaitan took him into a sweet shop. So from the sweet shop, India style, so there are certain sweets that are immersed in syrup, right? So he took just one finger of syrup and he plastered it into the wall. So he plastered it, there was a fly there. As the fly came in, the lizard came for the fly. As the lizard came for the fly, then the rat came for the lizard. And when the rat came for the lizard, the neighbor's cat was there for the rat. The neighbor is the butcher, he's the mitai, he's the butcher. His cat came for that. When his cat came for that, so now the mitai's dog came for the cat, killed the cat. Now when he killed the cat, now this person got his people, he's got his guys. Now there's a big fight. 10 people died in that. See? Now Shaitan says, see my contribution, how small. Just one finger of syrup, that's all I did. Now you guys are blaming me for all these things here. But my contribution in the whole thing was minimal, marginal, nothing. And you put all the blame onto me. So Shaitan, he looks for ways to create. So the right way is just avoid it. Just avoid it. At home, every woman will say something, shout, this, that, this is not right. So I said, you know what? I read one kitab that must never argue with women. My sharao that is because women are always right. So you can't afford to fight. What? They're always right. So he's finished now. Now, is there any room left? No room left now. But in a nice style, just to suppress the whole thing. So, women are short, they will say something, hey, someone will get this, why didn't you get this? They must say that, right? They have a pride over the husbands. And because of the pride of the husband, they'll say something. But the husband mustn't become proud of that. This thing here, what she thinks of herself, jail kahi ki, mujhe sunati hai. He mustn't say that. Right. Now, you show in this day now, one is now you want to retort, right? And the other way is giving a cold treatment. I think it doesn't work by telling you that cold treatment doesn't work. Leave all this thing here. See the tablets also nowadays, it's all sugar coated. You see that? It's sugar coated. That it goes well for the child, for everyone it goes well. See, they just sugar coat that thing and give it finish. And I see it's so important to do that. Now you fought with her in the morning, right? By the evening, you need some attention. Will you get that attention? Can't get that attention. Now, you have to think now, long term, is it the right move for the long term? So what is the right thing? Ask Allah to help and think, what is the long term solution? I'm going to smash things down, shout to your cold treatment. I won't be able to sleep right, and she won't be able to sleep right. In the meanwhile, the little children are seeing now, Abba, why are you not talking to Ma? Why are you moving away? What happened? Do you have a proper answer to give? Then the child will go to school, they ask, asking for some daily news. Say, I don't know, my father is not talking. Isn't that an embarrassment? Now you will shout the child, what happens in the house, let's go to you. So the child is lost, you see. See that shaitan from there. Just one hand, one finger of syrup, and how complicated the thing comes. So the easy is just try and diffuse the whole thing. Just diffuse totally. One saintly person, they say it's the Umar, but I can't see a report for that. So he's doing his patrols after Isha, whether it's Umar or some other. So the wife has to, Buzrug or whoever, but she must have the true sense to give. Yeah, I know why you're going out. You're looking for the young things there. Now he's a great, great Buzrug of the time. And this stupid auntie, what you see? So he just smiled it off and said, Allah knows, carry on. Right? So not to get intimidated with this type of statements. Just forget it. Don't get intimidated. Don't say anything. You came in nice and you go out nice. You came in nice. So you go on. One man came into the house. So now the wife started, right? She started now. So he raised his hand. Allah Ta'ala, either you take me away. She pulled out the velan, you know velan. Yeah? What is velan? Or they make roti, you know? You know what's velan? No, no. You know they make roti. So they have to spread it out. What do they call it? Huh? Rolling pin, yeah. So she took that thing out to vacuum. She's making what dua? She made dua, Allah Ta'ala, either you take me away. So either or, isn't it? Either or. Either take me, she took the bell, or take me away. It's always how to diffuse, but diffuse problems. Don't create problems. Don't make it worse. And Allah Pak is so kind to us, he's telling us that they are short, they will carry on like this. You're not going to straighten them. Right? And something, or there'll be something short, something not right. But now you want them to be absolutely straight like you, it's not going to happen. You got 70-80%, you're getting everything. The thing is, your deen is safe, right? Your iman is not getting affected. Make shukr for that. That 20%, just make an allowance for that. See, in everything, you make an allowance, isn't it? See, now you're doing some farming, right? So you're planting millet. So the first thing you do is, you soften the earth, and you dig the furrow, right? So, you dig the furrow and you're planting millet, you'll just put one seed there, you'll put over 5 seeds. See? 4 or 5 seeds you're going to put, right? But you know, only one that's going to germinate, right? So, you make a provision for some loss. Right? You put 5 and one germinated. So, it was like a 80% loss, isn't it? 80% loss, you made a provision, you know it's going to be 80% is going to lose. So there's going to be a loss somewhere or the other. You make a provision for that. So here also, you're getting so much, so you make a provision of some loss. They're going to see something. Now, the advantage on your side is, your wife will begin to not only praise you, worship you. My man is coming, let me prepare something, right? Let me do something for him. Why? You're not showing anger. You're not, no tit for tit, no tit for tat. Not that type of attitude. So, that house goes well, the children goes well, they are intelligent, they can see in perspective, and the woman feels it's so nice to have a deeni committed person. It's so nice to have a person that is deeni committed, so understanding, so pleasant, he can see beyond situations and how nice they feel. In fact, it is like an invitation, right, that your family may give other women, you must get married to someone that is deeni competent. But that is, if you understand, Hazrati Rahmatullahi, like at least 30-40% of his life was just about anger management, please. Just hold this thing here. This is causing havoc, destroying lives, people, money, health, everything is getting destroyed just because of this. Allah bak tawfiq se pehle. Mara waqt ho gaya abhi. Time is up. 5 minutes, what I can say.
تصرف اور ہمت و اعمال کے اثر کا فرق. اگرچہ خیال ہو کہ بعض بزرگ کی توجہ سے بڑے بڑے بدکاروں کی خود بخود اصلاح ہو گئی ہے تو یہ ایک قسم کا تصرف ہے, اور ایسا تصرف نہ اختیاری ہے نہ بزرگی کے لیے لازم ہے. بہت سے بزرگوں میں تصرف مطلق نہیں ہوتا, نیز تصرف کے اثر کو بقا نہیں ہوتا. اس کی مثال ایسی ہے کہ کوئی شخص تنور کے پاس بیٹھ گیا تو جب تک وہاں بیٹھا ہوا ہے تمام بدن گرم ہے, مگر جیسے ہی وہاں سے ہٹا پھر ٹھنڈا کا ٹھنڈا. بخلاف اس کے جو ہمت و اعمال کے ذریعے سے اثر ہوتا ہے وہ باقی رہتا ہے. اور اس کی مثال ایسی ہے جیسے کسی نے کشتہ تلا کھلا کر اپنے اندر حرارت غریزی پیدا کر لی ہو, تو اگر وہ شملہ پہاڑ پر بھی چلا جائے گا تب بھی وہ حرارت بدستور باقی رہے گی.
You call it tasarruf, right? But it is like a stimulant, a type of a stimulant, right? But what stimulates you is that sheikh, he stimulates you. So how he stimulates you? Through your mind. So it's a mental stimulation, right? But this type of stimulation, where he stimulates you, is just a temporary feature. Right? In our understanding, right? You can whack the donkey, right? And get the work done, right? But the work is only limited, confined to the whacking. You stop the whacking, the thing is also finished. So as you whack the donkey, you get the work, as you stop it, that the work. So this is now that stimulation is coming from the outside. And one is you are self-motivated. See, one is the motivation is coming from the outside. And what is a self-motivation? Now the self-motivation, that's the real thing. See, now he's given an example of Kushtal that Akimida was. But now something that you will understand, right? So, there's one person that comes here, right? So in his day was a little bit free thinking, studying, went to different countries and all. So he was in Germany, and temperatures went right down to about minus 15, right? So he couldn't handle it, they admitted him in hospital. Right? He says, well, in 2 days I was right, man. So what did you? Or they administered vodka. See that? So that now made himself motivated, isn't it? Can you see that? So it motivated him. It made him hot. There was a heat from within. So he didn't need the heater on the outside, because the heater was within him, right? One is now you need the heater on the outside to bring about the heat, and now one is the heater that's within you, right? See, so the heater that's within you, you can go anywhere, right? Go outside, play everywhere in the snow and all that, but you're still hot. Why? The heater is within you. See, so this heater that's from within you, that's more important. Now you're waiting for the sheikh now to do something, or to make some dua or some type of a tawajjuh, that you feel motivated, and it's like a donkey getting whacked. So as long as you're whacked, you're working. and he stops the hijacking, then the work also stops. And here now, you yourself are stimulated, you are yourself motivated. So you're not waiting for any type of external stimulation. You are stimulated, you are motivated. You don't need the environment. You don't need anything external. You got it from within you, see. So this is the actual thing that is supposed to be created in us, that you become self-motivated, self-stimulated, that you don't need any assistance. Otherwise, the Shaykh is here now. He did something and he felt stimulated, right, for a day. After that, that whole condition just subsides. But now, if you stimulated yourself, one day, 1 year, 10 years, you still have that energy, you still have that stimulation, you still have that mood. Allahu Akbar.